not there anymore.
It's in Meringe. Not far. Auntie will look after us.
Tomorrow we'll go somewhere Philip can't find you.
رسانه اینترنتی دوبلاژ تقدیم می‌کند.
Here we are. Catherine Greenshaw needs a secretary. You can hide away here.
Beware Decimus. He is prone to toppling.
Miss Greenshaw's father.
And eminent scientist. His laboratory is not prepared for his wing. Strictly out of bounds now, mind. Far too dangerous.
This is Mrs. Cresswell, housekeeper.
Hello. You must be Archie.
Archie,
this is going to be your mummy's room. That one there is yours. I'm going to look after you both. I do all the work around here. Hello, Mrs. Oxley. It's very decent of you to help us out. We're in a bit of a pickle. Oh, Miss Greenshaw helps everyone out here. Isn't that right, Mr. Cresswell?
Oh, I should know.
If you come to the window, you can see it in person.
She's weird.
Don't touch her.
Oh, let me have it.
If you can play the national anthem, I'll give you a chocolate.
Sit down.
Oh, why?
Be careful, Dad.
Has he got spirits?
I like her, lad.
We're extremely grateful to you for coming to see us.
I'm compiling codes of medicinal plants. It is my life's work, but I can barely see the record anymore.
Right.
So tell us your qualifications.
Cresswell.
Where the devil's Archie?
Are you going to be filing?
No, I'm not going to be filing. I'm just going to be lost. I'm just going to be cold. I'm going to be cold. I'm going to be cold.
How are they, Catherine?
Absolutely.
Oh, this is empty, of course. I've got to ruin all about. sure Jane, you don't mind looking after Archie while she's not at work. I'd be
delighted.
Afternoon, Fit. My first dress rehearsal. Every opportunity to run through my eyes. The tangled web for one week only at Boreham Theatre. Lucky I found some good digs, eh?
The life of Decimus Greenshaw is unacceptably shrouded in mystery. Do you know anything about him? I believe he was a scientist. He had a laboratory here, but they won't let me in it. It would make a nice detail for my book. Do you happen to know where they keep the key?
Why don't you ask Miss Greenshaw, Mr. Bindle? Decimus was her father, after all.
Oh, I have, but she's a cold front. Perhaps someone in the village knows something.
Well, perhaps they do. If you spend enough money on the fish pots of Boreham Lava, I'd say they'll offer it up.
That's poison.
Even the bad ones have a good side.
You see, I use these roots to distill chemicals
atrophy therapy.
It soothes sore eyes like mine.
Thank you, Craig.
Mamnoon, Kraken.
Kraken, will you come?
Kraken, this is me, Mone.
Very good, ma'am. I'm not sure.
Afternoon, sister. Why didn't you invite your friend in? Our friend, of course. It is acquaintance an hour ago. He just drove me back from Greenshaw's Valley, where he's writing a book.
What were you doing up there?
Well, I just went to visit Captain Greenshaw's.
I can't tell you how grateful we at St. Faith's are for all your support, ladies. Your scars and matching mittens always go down a storm.
How many do you have in the orphanage at present,
32, Miss Bergman. How we managed to feed them all, I don't know.
Now then, Mina Marta Jabu. Have you heard about the Greenshaw ghost? Just little lad, he's not much older than you. They say he met a terrible end. that his ghost, his spirit, still roams the folly, looking for folk to lure to the doom. I've only seen him once, just out there on the landing. But he was as pale as that milky horse hatch. As pale as milk.
Archie,
Archie, I'm sure Mr. Craven has better
things to
do. Are we needing a long ladder?
Oh, surely
it can wait until tomorrow. No, it can't. It's dark. Someone will have an accident. You don't want that to be your best friend.
It went bloody well, actually. The director says he's got me in mind for a lead.
What are you hoping for?
Hamlet, of course.
Well, I wonder who the ghost is coming for next. Me, Pat. Yeah.
So he was found at midnight.
Well, there was rather an almighty crash. I always jumped out of my skin. I think the
place
is finally
falling down. And does Mr. Kraken have any health issues that you really have?
We believed he conquered his demons.
It was full yesterday
afternoon. I'd say his demons did the better of our old Kraken.
Accidents will happen, I suppose.
Especially for a single involved.
It's all easy, he has a touch of drop. I just don't believe my butler was a drunk. Oh, Jane, do you know this
Marble
Inspector
Welsh? Yes, of course, I know this one.
How do you do, Inspector? Hello, Sergeant
Kelly. Yes, well, thank you. Miss Greenshaw, you've been most helpful.
Thank you, Comrade Cardin.
Go on, you can't back on.
Stand up,
doesn't trust anyone. Are you happy to stay here, Louisa? Given what's happened. Surely Kraken's death is nothing but a dreadful accident. We've nowhere else to go, Aunt Jane. I have to be somewhere no one would think to look, especially Archie's father. And he has your address, you know.
Aunt Catherine was wondering if you could come down for some dictation. Wants to work, take a mind off things. Understandable, she's had a shock.
Look after Archie.
I don't want them to think I'm completely bonkers.
No. Has anything funny ever happened to Lina?
I promise to keep it a secret if it did.
I saw a ghost.
Did you?
Yes.
Here?
On the landing. Just like Mr. Kraken. As pale as milk.
Mr. Kraken was spinning a yarn, aren't you?
No. I did see the ghost.
What was it?
Last night, I was going to...
Intrepid explorers! Where are you going?
Oh, Archie and I have been viewing the splendours of the house. We've just seen the crockets on the east tower.
Remarkable, aren't they?
I think you could do with a reward for being so courageous.
How would you like to go and see Mr. Fletcher in his play tomorrow?
There
you go. Your hands on that.
Archie, the artillery.
Tulalend, more commonly known as Sweetbird, is a source of methyl salicylate, M-E-D-H-Y-L.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Conjure, it's getting late. I really would fetch in my son.
Archie!
Aunt Jane!
Hello, Jane!
Archie, it's getting dark!
Ill met by moonlight, proud Titania. I know where they are. Come with me.
Auditions.
Shakespeare sounds better than this. He's playing both now.
Steady. On straight.
Get out of your mouth! You don't want to get out of a child.
It's just a game, Louisa. Come and listen.
Oh. Sorry. Your hands are filthy. We're going inside.
Nice when you make a good impression, isn't it?
Gentlemen,
true gentlemen.
And
please.
Ah, Mr. Bindler.
Mold
wine?
Old wine before dinner. How exquisitely rural. Yes, please.
Are your investigations bearing fruit?
Greenshaws are a fascinating family. The fruit has no one about. All one has to do is pick it.
So, when is everyone coming to Boreham Theatre? Oh, think what it would be like when I'm famous to say you saw me in an early role.
Those film stars earn good money, don't they?
I'm a classical actor, sir. I have no ambition to be a film star.
Can one make a living?
Well, not in a number two tour, no. The rewards are so meagre that I've often considered selling up a charity. Like yours, Father, just to make ends meet.
Oh, I say, steady on. His nose.
No, I didn't mean that. Just that actors and orphans have a lot in common.
I don't think that orphans are more deserving of our generosity than actors.
Well, since I am both Aunt Catherine, I stand to profit either way.
I wish it was Miss Marple, but Horace Binder has vanished in the night, leaving me with a shocking, awful mess to clear up. I saw the ghost again last night. Pale and cloaked. I could think you're brave, Archie. So you really have no idea who they're from? Your Holiness, Lilium Rubellum, to be precise. Louisa has a secret. It looks like their presence for everyone today. From the nursery, unopened, an archery set. Take it out and shake something. Thank you.
stay near the house.
He can't do any harm. It's fire hasn't been lit. Well, I tried to light it last night, but Mr. Binder threw me out on my ear. Said he was perfectly warm. But it was such a cold night.
I want you to answer that, Mrs. Gretel.
Yes, well, that used to be Mr. Kraken's duty. I suppose I ought to get used to that now. Just one more bloody thing to think about.
Organic compound. It's thought to be a natural defense against... What is it? Did you leave the paperweight, Lisa?
No.
Excuse me, Miss Grimshaw, Father Brophy is here to see you. No, she let you out then. That's unusual.
Father Brophy.
Oh, and the rat on his collecting thing.
No, a rather large one, I'd say.
Oh. It's regarding St. Faith. You remarked to Mr. Fletcher last night that an orphan's hand might be more deserving than... Remember the children.
I will. Along with your gambling debts and bar bills.
Every penny will go to those that most need it.
Promise me that the last time. Saint Faith will be taken care of. After I'm gone.
But if you could release some funds now...
The answer is no, Father Brophy.
Here you go.
You're off, Father?
Just heading for the bus stop.
Hop in with us, Archie and I, going to the theatre.
You? How did you find me?
Down your eyes, Parsons! You've double-crossed me! I'll see you in hell for this!
You've been waiting a long time, Lambert.
Horace Binder worked at the Clarion. No, I found his notebook. I'm trying to return it to him. Oh, you have Horace Lethbridge. Yes, a dapper certainly. Does he wear a bow tie? Well, could I speak to him, please? Well, you haven't seen him at all. He was due to file copy yesterday. Yes, thank you so much.
We've been running a sweepstake, Miss Marple.
The boys have been taking bets on how long it would be before you put in an appearance here.
Oh, that is a pity.
Why?
Well, bookmaking for cash is, as you know, illegal. I think of the trouble your officers would be in when the authorities find out.
No, no, hang on, just a minute.
I'd like you to do something.
And what would that be?
A postman.
But you're still alive, Miss Marple. We generally reserve postmortems for dead people.
Very good. But you can order a postmortem if the death is held to be suspicious.
And whose death is held to be suspicious?
Walter Crackers.
A heavily drunk man falling from a ladder isn't what we regard a suspicious circumstance.
But can we be sure he was drunk? A post-mortem would prove it.
A known alcoholic up a ladder at midnight with a decanter of whiskey inside. We'd be laughed out of the coroner's office.
I'm sure you know my business. Good day.
What's that? Something's come up.
I'll only be here for a little while, Archie. And we'll go to a new house. Start a new life.
Gorgeous.
I don't know. Another country, maybe?
I don't want to go to another country. I want to stay here with Alfred. What's the matter, Mummy? Is it the ghost?
It can't be. Don't worry, everything's going to be all right. Do you hear me? Everything's going to be all right.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, come with me.
As jumpy as Archie. I was so sure I saw his face at the window. It seems so silly now. I was very young when I met my husband. Philip was the debonair doctor. But a sadist. Each one of these came with the promise that he'd never hurt me again. He's killed my belief that a person can change.
I don't think a person can change.
No. I don't. I should have left him a long time ago, but every time I tried, he'd convince me that a child needs a father.
Father who beats your son.
Well, that was the last straw. I got out. But now I'm terrified that it was him who sent me those flowers. Just to let me know he's coming for me.
I'll make way a few thugs like him. Once the others tumbled on me, didn't stand a chance.
But others...
Inside him. We'd get the bastards in an empty cell and teach them a lesson. I moved around a lot when I was a boy. Just one horrible situation to the next. Prison's just the next step.
She's there?
It's Nat Fletcher.
I was coming back from the theatre and I noticed your car was in the trees, and when I saw that it was empty, the alarm bell sounded. I thought you and I could form a search party. No need, it seems. You've been out and searched already.
Yes. wet patch of leaves, that's all. Just a silly squeeze.
Well, you can't stay here in this dump. Hot baths and your own beds are what you need. I'll take you back. Come on.
Come on, little chap. Wakey, wakey.
Yes. Thank you.
Archie.
Oh, good morning, Alfred. Lovely day.
Is it?
Father Brophy tells me you become quite the regular up at Greenshaw's Folly.
Well, it is a fascinating place. In fact, I've been wondering if you might be able to shed some light on some of Mr. Bindler's notes that come my way. Since you've lived in Boreham your whole life. Now, there's something about Sir Faith's and Decimus Greenshaw.
The old professor? Well, he was no philanthropist, as far as I'm aware, anyway.
What about his connection with the orphanage? What is the great race?
I'm sorry. I suddenly feel rather faint. I haven't been feeling myself recently.
I'll get you some water.
Before I'm properly up and about, Miss Bowman. Your commitment puts me to shame. Can I help with preparations?
Thank you. I'd like to see the orphanage records, if I may. You're up to showing me, that is. The years between 1900 and 1910 are missing.
Oh, it's before my time, I've read.
Is there?
Oh, Jane. Have you heard about Mr. Bindler? Police have found his car.
Yes, I heard. And Mr. Bindle himself, any signs? Strange. Mrs. Cresswell asked me to give you that.
Remember the children. St. Faith's Orphanage. 1899?
Sent anonymously, I
didn't. From someone with some connection to my late father's work, I fear.
I had no idea the orphanage was tangled up in it all.
Hmm.
Tell me about it, Catherine. What did he do? What was the great race?
Well, they were trying to find a cure for polio. It was all very urgent. I was too young to understand what went on in his laboratory. I recall hearing ambulances coming and going, and, raised voices. And these recent uncertainties have brought back those memories. Thefts, accidents, objects mysteriously moved.
And have these incidents continued since Mr. Bindler's disappearance?
But what is going on, Jane? I think I ought to get around to making my will just in case I'm next. A gift from my father when I graduated from Oxford. I took a double first in chemistry, you know. But it didn't teach me a lot about people. I was convinced that if I took that young man under my wing, that he would mend his ways.
He may still be right.
No. When he came here, Alfred had just served 3 months in Barlini prison for theft. Old habits, it seems, die hard.
He's certainly a proven atomic to Archie. And Louisa.
Thou art thy mother's glass, and she in thee calls back the lovely April of her prime.
Number
3.
I say, Alfred, Auntie wants you to turn over the compost heap. Now, if you don't mind. Tiddle tip.
Yes, well, I should be getting back to work too.
No rest for the wicked, eh?
What makes you think I'm wicked?
Everybody is. Can I give you a ride into Borum, Miss Michael?
Oh, are you going up there, Mr.
Fletcher? Half hour calls at 2:30. In fact, you can hear my lines on the way.
Oh.
I'll bring the motor around.
Get out of here!
Corbin Station, and it stops right outside Somerset House. Your instructions are in there.
A mission to London.
Cicely and Grace will be green with envy.
Suppose I should really take a message for Father Brophy. He's most likely visiting some needy parish.
Most likely, dear.
St. Faith's Orphanage, can I... A what? Your voice is very faint. Yes, she's here. Miss Greenshaw. Are you there? Hello? Catherine?
She sounded
most peculiar. Garbled, drowsy. What did you want?
Fish.
Yes, a mound of cod. A pile of carp. No, a heap of haddock. I think that's what she said. Again. Greenshaw's not going to get away with it this time, Edwin.
It's no good. I can't climb down from here. Don't be careful, Mrs. Oxley. Oh, thank goodness. Please hurry. Miss Greenshaw's been attacked. She's in the house. Please hurry. She's been badly hurt.
Oh, please, Edwin. Do as I say. It's for the best!
Archie,
hear you! Oh, it's a stroke of luck. Please, can you help dear Edwin? The Greenshaws are trying to kill him.
Well, you better hop in then, Archie.
No, Daddy!
Archie! Come here!
Constable! Oh, what's he doing down there?
The murder of Catherine Greenshaw.
Catherine?
Murder? Mrs. Oxley, there is a murder scene. I don't want you disturbing the evidence. Let's get everyone into the library.
Expect the worst. I'll have my gas for garters, Margaret. Please do as I ask. I'm away from the library.
I asked you to remain in the library, Miss Marple. Hmm?
Yes. Yes, it's just that I have some information I thought you might be interested in. At 2 minutes past four, the old phone called from Miss Grimshaw.
All I'm interested in at the moment is establishing who might have been here at the time. Now, go and wait in the library.
What the hell's going on?
Nathaniel Fletcher. I'm grateful if you go and wait with the others, please.
Others? What others?
Follow me!
Come to the library, sir.
Daddy came and tried to take me away, but Alfred wouldn't let him. He punched him on the nose. Daddy's bleeding.
He gave us a slip, I'm afraid, Mrs. Oxley.
So as an alternative, you've arrested the man who protected my son.
We haven't arrested him. We've asked him in for questioning.
Look, sir. Mandy's cottage. Seems it was all packed and ready to scarf.
If you would care to have a seat, Miss
Marple. Sir. The lad in the gate says it's gone. Yes, I'm feeling it was Philip Oxley, sir.
If you would care to have a seat, Miss Marple. Did you notice anyone hanging around the vicinity when you arrived, Mr. Inchester?
I did. Father Brophy was hurrying towards the bus stop.
Brophy? Bring him in.
Yes, sir, he's a man of the clock.
Bring him in. And your mistress definitely shouted, he shot me.
Loud and clear, Inspector. Mrs. Oxley and I both heard her.
And then what happened?
And then she pointed across the lawn.
In which direction?
Towards the cottage where Alfred Pollock lives.
And you say he always finishes at 4 o'clock exactly?
It's my fault. I saw him stealing. Do you think he did this to keep her quiet?
One of yours? And you had your eye on these as well? So I hear.
Where were you at 4 o'clock this afternoon?
At the grounds.
I've gone past it then.
Went to the dust of the front.
Was anyone with you?
No.
No alibi? A motive to silence the victim? Rucksack packed ready for a quick departure? Oh, and a criminal record? Forgot.
Who would do a thing like that? We're pretty close to establishing that, Mr. Fletcher. Are you? Good. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I understand that in the absence of a will, you would be named sole beneficiary of your aunt's estate.
I don't think so. My understanding is that she's left everything to St. Faith's Orphanage.
Alfred Pollock was one of your charges at St. Faith's, I believe.
Mm-hmm. They ever get themselves in any trouble?
Oh, no.
It was a bit more than the usual rough and tumble that landed them in Berlin. Resisting arrest, theft.
Well, he was a good lad when he left me, but he fell in with a bad crowd. Scottish.
But you stayed in touch with him. Became friends, even. And you say you saw him this afternoon.
Yes, I often come for a stroll around for him. I saw him gardening from across the field.
At what time?
About 4 o'clock, I should say.
I'd like to thank you all for your cooperation. I don't expect this will take very long. I would like you to remain in the house until I return. Is that clear? We have an officer stationed outside. Do not attempt to leave without permission.
Let's head back to my apartment theater. Make sure Mr. Fletcher was on stage when he says he was.
Well, because he has a mother who would stand between him and any danger. Someone to smooth his way in life.
Didn't you have anyone to smooth your way in life?
My mother died in childbirth. I killed her. I had to live with that.
I'm so sorry. But I'm sure she's proud of what you've achieved.
One does hope so.
Mummy, that an old lady took you away this afternoon.
Police think I'm in the house, but you wasn't him.
He's alive, they're mortal.
She was in science class. Oh, you even found a lab. Oh, you don't know, I can't tell anyone. What did she look like?
Well, oh,
like me.
Yes, miss. She was scared. She kept on saying, can you show me that get away with it this time?
And did you mention this to the police inspector when he spoke to you?
And she kept calling me Edwin. Everyone here is a bit weird, aren't they?
Let's have some music. This is my auntie's favourite song.
Really? She likes Schubert.
Oh. So many things I don't know about her, Miss Marple. Aunt Catherine and I were just starting to get acquainted. My mother, Nithy, married beneath herself, you see. The green shorts while they went to impress. Kicked her out. I'm a bit like the black sheep returning to the fold.
It's very luxurious folk, Miss Fletcher. I can see you won't feel short of strong.
To me, art is more important than money.
I'm glad you stayed.
It must be the only one who is.
No. There's someone else.
Yeah.
Archie.
Is he here?
I don't know.
Stay here.
Jane,
things I've been doing. Living in the past. I'm haunted by the thought that I killed him. But I killed my own brother. So now both at some face. Yes. And when they came to take Edwin away, there was nothing I could do but stand and watch. And then today, in the lab, when I saw the little boy, Archie, something in my mind seemed to say, rescue him. I thought the professor's experiments were starting up again.
Listen to me. You know, if you were children, you could not have stood up against the decimus creature. He was a monster.
Yes, he was.
This is his journal.
Yes. I needed to see it.
Jake.
Am I going back?
Oh, no.
Of course.
Is everything all right?
Yes.
That'll be fine. Thank you, Mrs. Creswell. I said I'd make tea for everybody. What's that book?
I was just looking at it. We were putting it back. Jane? Are you all right?
I'm fine.
No, it's quite all right. Archie, I'll be scared. Promise you, as long as I'm around you, nobody is going to hurt you. Nobody. Right?
It's early for that, I would have thought, Father.
Early?
Hmm.
Sure, Inspector Welch will return soon, Father. Once the facts are established, we can all go home, can't we?
Jenkins,
Jenkins. Carter, take me down.
Jenkins. I found his hand. A button.
Looks like his soft Pollock's jacket. The one we found in his rucksack.
Get it checked.
Do
you
want to end up like Mr.
Crackham? Walter Crackham didn't touch a glove for 10 years or more. Not since his wife passed. That's fine. Folks thought he caused it because he was drunk. It's amazing the things people tell you when you're a priest.
Right. I asked you all to stay put and keep calm for a few hours. And what do I find on my return? A constable's missing, telephone line cut, and a decomposing corpse outside the kitchen. Greenshaw's folly. What a place. What's that?
That's the bloke locked in the cupboard. Archie's dad.
Jenkins!
You over that bastard!
Over here! Seriously assaulted a police officer, fought with a gardener, kidnapped your son whilst brandishing a knife.
You do the same to get your boy back.
Did you also remove the lady who stood in the way of your plans? Was Catherine Greenshaw, the owner of this house? Did you kill her?
No. Why do you say that?
We know you're a violent man, Dr. Oxley. That's why they locked you in a cupboard.
What about that man who cost me? You should be handcuffing him!
Lucky to have been let out for a breath of fresh air, Archie.
Well, the police inspector thought my idea was very sensible.
Yes, he did, didn't he? How did you find out about this place?
Miss Greenshaw showed me. She showed me her plants.
Oh, gosh. Good nightshade.
Don't eat the berries.
Don't. Atropa belladonna.
It's for her eyes.
Oh, how could I be so sadly slow? Not a heap of haddock, Archie. The pile of cards.
So who would want to kill Horace Lethbridge?
He told us his name was Bindler.
Probably not enough reason to push him down a lift shaft, Mrs. Creswell, but interesting nonetheless. So why would anyone kill Horace Bindler?
Well, I think I can tell you that. He's exhausted. I'm afraid this will make painful listening for Miss Lethbridge. Well, Horace Bindler, was actually a reporter working for the Clarion newspaper.
So he wasn't an expert on historic buildings?
Certainly not.
Remarkable, aren't they?
Anyone with the slightest interest in architecture would have known that the Greenshaw's Folly doesn't have any crookets on its east tower. Not a one. So, after he vanished, I visited his room. I discovered that he had been working here undercover, pursuing a scoop which would expose the late Professor Greenshaw and his barbaric polio trials. Trials which involved injecting orphaned children with the polio virus in order to develop a vaccine. Many were left paralyzed. Even more left dead. Now, this was sent to Miss Greenshaw yesterday, anonymously.
Remember the children?
My brother and some of our friends. I wanted Miss Greenshaw to see it.
And did you cross out the faces as well, Miss O'Clark?
Those are some of the children disappeared here at Greenshaw's Folly, with no family to miss them. This can prove it.
Greenshaw won't get away with it this time. Your words, I believe, Miss McClark.
I was very upset.
Upset enough to kill?
No! I wanted the kid to stop!
Inspector, Cicely is over 70 years old. I can't really see her pushing the apple through someone's jugular vein. Now, searching through the records of St. Faith's Orphanage, I discovered that the period from 1900 to 1910, as mentioned in Horace Bindler's notebook, had disappeared, no doubt destroyed.
On whose orders?
Professor Greenshaw, I expect.
So it's possible that someone might have killed Horace Bindler to keep the secret safe.
Yes, it is possible, Inspector.
Miss Greenshaw herself, perhaps.
Not at all. Catherine was as troubled by her father's past as anyone. No, I suspect that Horace Binsler may have stumbled upon something quite unexpected, something quite new. A piece of information that someone would be prepared to go for.
Sir, it's Mr. Ford I see. He speaks to his solicitor. Plus, can speak to Mr. Fletcher.
Did you give any further thought to my request, Inspector, regarding Mr. Kraken's postmortem?
Look, I'm really quite busy right now, Miss Markle.
But if you could indulge me for a moment. You see, Mr. Kraken had not touched alcohol for 10 years.
Since who?
His priest, Father Brophy. I know the butler's behaviour may have seemed odd and irrational.
Yes, well, I'd agree with you there.
But I believe it was the behaviour of a person under the influence of a drug, not alcohol.
Go on.
Atropine. It's a chemical derivative of a deadly nightshade. It was grown by Miss Grimshaw in order to produce her own eye drops. But if ingested, it can promote the symptoms of drunkenness. Dilated pupils, a flushed appearance. And with two death scents, I might suggest a postmortem be conducted on Miss Grimshaw.
Now, wait just a minute, Miss Marple. I'll admit that the information you've just given me seems plausible. But the medical officer has confirmed that Miss Greenshaw's jugular vein was severed by an arrow through her neck.
Yes, but when?
Tell the coroner's office I'm authorising a post-mortem on Walter Kraken.
Blimey! Do you know what that solicitor chap just said? That this is all mine? Do you think it's a joke? I mean, why ever would Aunt Catherine have left a will?
I don't understand. Father?
She promised that the orphanage would be taken care of. She promised to remember.
Yes, well, it seems like she didn't.
Sorry, buddy, sir. There's another old lady here.
Minnie Talibas suggests some information for Somerset House. Oh,
right. The button found in Bindler's hand matches those on Pollock's jacket.
What? The fingerprint tests have come back too.
I didn't kill anyone. Alfred Pollock, I am arresting you for murder.
Start your murder, Inspector.
Miss Marple, I am in the middle of...
I must tell you that I am in possession of evidence which would prove Alfred's innocence and change the entire complexion of this case. I promised I had new evidence for you, Inspector.
All right, let's hear it.
I will come to that later. We need to begin at the beginning. Both Walter Kraken and Catherine Greenshaw were poisoned before they were killed.
Just a minute. Poisoned? My aunt was found with an arrow through her neck.
Have none of you considered that Catherine's murder somehow seems a little too perfect?
We have a clear-cut suspect, to my mind.
Yes, exactly. Too clear-cut. The only crime of which Alfred Pollock is guilty is misplaced loyalty.
Mrs. Creswell saw him stealing.
Did she? You see, I believe it was Father Brophy who sold the candlesticks. Whilst Alfred, in fact, reclaimed them, eager to return them safely to the folly. Unfortunately, he was seen doing so, and it was assumed he was a thief. I don't imagine Alfred was ever a very successful thief. Where is your father?
I thought the silverware would raise a good sound at the orphanage.
Perhaps pay off your debts.
Can you explain why Miss Marple saw you leaving the folly just half an hour after Miss Greenshaw had been murdered?
Yes, I'd come back to confess to the theft. I couldn't let Alfred get the blame for me. He's a decent lad.
I'm afraid I rather lost my nerve.
But you said you saw Pollock at the time of Miss Greenshaw's murder.
Yes, yes, I did say that. I wanted to repay Alfred, Miss Clamp.
Look, we have a motive.
A packed rucksack,
fingerprint evidence and no alibi. Short of a side confession, it couldn't really be more conclusive.
Yes, so much so that it could almost have been stage-managed. Ghastly melodrama played out for Louisa and Mrs. Cresswell up in the dress circle.
Yes, but it isn't a play, Miss Marple. Miss Greenshaw is dead.
And whoever killed her sedated her first with atropine, the same as poor Mr. Crackham. Atropine is a derivative of a deadly nightshade often found in eye drops. Catherine was drugged using her own medicine.
Miss Greenshaw called you just after 4 o'clock.
Asking for pylocarpine, the antidote to atropine poisoning. She knew she'd been drugged.
But at 4 o'clock we saw her reading. Just before the arrow.
Leucothea, thimble campanula. The real Miss Greenshaw would never have mistaken those lovely plants for weeds. It was Archie's ghost which really made me start to think. Ghosts don't exist. People do.
Yes, I am aware of that fact. Thank you, Miss Marple.
And people's appearances are surprisingly easy to alter. Mr. Fletcher's business, for example, costume and makeup can produce astounding transformations. Isn't that so, Mrs. Creswell? In a certain outfit, for example, a housekeeper might be mistaken for a ghost, whilst a different hairpiece and dress could give her the look of, say, an eccentric lady gardener. But this proves nothing. Nothing at all. Let me remind you that Mrs. Oxley and I were each locked in our bedrooms at the time of the murder. Apparently so. Enter Police Constable State Right.
Police Constable? Sergeant Cayley and I were the first officers on the scene.
Having received Miss Cresswell's call at 4:15.
A whole quarter of an hour? How interesting. No, Inspector. This officer had nothing to do with the downship constabulary.
Another actor? In costume?
Borrowed from Bourne Theatre.
At 4 o'clock, I was halfway through a matinee.
Such a pity you only appeared in the first act.
Make your point, Miss Marple.
You leave the stage at 3:30, quickly changing into a policeman's uniform from the costume rail and speeding back here to play the conscientious constable. But you also stab the sedated Miss Greenshaw. Before locking your accomplice, Mrs. Creswell, in her room, as she had earlier locked up both Archie and Louisa.
Sorry to disappoint you, but I'd never miss a curtain call.
And you didn't. You speeded back there to take your well-deserved bow. It's only 15 minutes in a fast car. And your theatre manager was happy to confirm. You drag him off the stage, I think is best.
This is insane. Why would I be in cahoots with Miss Creswell? I barely know each other.
Not according to these records from Somerset House.
Finally.
Miss Greenshaw's sister, Nettie, married the Follies stableman, Harry Fletcher, and they had a child together. That much is true. But because she'd married a servant, her father Decimus cut them off completely. So the Greenshaws would never have known that Nettie died in childbirth, nor that the child also died just a year later. Neither would they have known that Harry Fletcher married again, a Miss Mary Creswell, and shortly afterwards they too had a son. It's not true. I have copied the first.
So Fletcher isn't even a Greenshaw.
He's Mrs. Creswell's son.
And the love his mother has for him knows no bounds.
Mr. Kraken's discovery that you were mother and son obviously jeopardized the plan for Nat to inherit the Greenshaw fortune. You had no choice but to get rid of him.
Could you be a little lighter?
And that left Horace Bendler, who's crying, unearthed an horrific fact that Catherine Greenshaw had an illegitimate son, a rightful heir, one who could easily usurp that Fletcher's claim. It was obvious in the way Catherine looked at you. She refused to lose faith, even when she thought you'd stolen from her. Suspecting that someone had been interfering with her property, Catherine checked Alfred's precious birth certificate to find that it had indeed been torn by someone. She removed it from the laboratory, hiding it instead in Shakespeare's sonnets. Bookmarking, sonnet number 3. Thou art thy mother's glass, and she in thee calls back the lovely April of her pride. You both searched high and low for that birth certificate, didn't you? After you've dealt with Mr. Bindler. It wasn't where he said it was it? And without destroying it, you could never ensure that your son would inherit the Greenshaw fortune.
I knew I couldn't trust him.
10,000 in cash, old fruit.
You can't be serious.
The photograph as well as the original. Bargain, I'd say.
I can think of a cheaper alternative.
A murder committed with brute strength by the son and expertly managed by the mother.
The old witch hid it in a book. That's ridiculous.
Well, she was a ridiculous woman.
That's for abandoning her own son.
All that heartless. Oh, Catherine had always lived in fear of her father and his hideous experiments. So when she had Alfred, her only thought was to hide him away as quickly as possible. So she entrusted her son to St. Faith's orphanage, where Catherine could keep the closest eye on him.
No one knew then that Decimus used the children from St. Faith's. It was his favourite hunting ground.
Nat didn't kill Miss Greenshaw. I did. She would have died anyway, the amount of atropine I gave her.
When I found Miss Greenshaw, she was very much alive.
So as long as Miss Greenshaw hadn't made a will, Fletcher could have masqueraded as her blood nephew, safe in the knowledge that he would inherit everything.
Yes. They realised it would be a long time before they saw any reward. And seeing Catherine's own son hanged for her murder must have seemed like a very neat way of killing two birds with one stone.
And they framed him beautifully, I have to admit, even down to squeezing his button into Mr. Bindle's dead hand. A perfect plan.
Almost, yes.
Thank you.
There.
Have a family.
I'm not going to do all this. I've never had any money.
Father Rofi could use a helping hand. The orphanage roof, for starters. It's what your mother would have wanted. We'll be off first thing in the morning.
You can't go.
This is your house. There's no place for me here.
Stay, please.
Why, Alfred?
Because... Well, we need more secretary now. Get this place to manage. One Archie.
Mummy, can we stay?
Irmão.